This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Midwestern landscape today seems very peaceful, full of small towns and farm fields, but if you turn back time by a billion years, you'll see something totally different. Tons of volcanic lava surging through Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. Geologists say this event, the Mid-Continent Rift, nearly tore apart the North American continent, but for some reason it didn't, and it left behind a big scar in the earth. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, scientists are studying this mysterious formation to understand how the planet works.
5 years ago, Doug Weens, a geologist from Washington University in St. Louis, began knocking on the doors of farmers in Minnesota and Wisconsin. He was hoping to put seismometers, devices to measure the Earth's movement, on their land.
So they were like, why are you doing this here? Are you like exploring for oil? Or nobody's ever done anything like this before. And so we would show them this gravity map and we'd say, well, there's this really unusual feature here and we want to study that.
That unusual feature is the Mid-Continent Rift, an ancient 2,000-mile-long bell-shaped scar in North America. About 1.1 billion years ago, two parts of the continent began to pull apart from each other.
If it would have continued to split open, we would have had an ocean in between the eastern states of the U.S. and the western states.
But at the very last moment, it stopped itself. Michael Weissession, another geologist at WashU, says we owe that to South America breaking away and creating another rift.
The tensional stresses that were acting across the continent now had a new place to be concentrated. And for whatever reason that we don't yet understand, that rift was more favorable and easier to occur than the Mid-Continent Rift. If there's any rule in the universe, it's that things occur the easiest way they can.
The Mid-Continent Rift is often described as a failed rift. And while there have been other rifts in the world, there aren't any that are as large and accessible to study.
It's probably the best place in the world to study this kind of phenomenon.
But the really weird thing about the Mid-Continent Rift is not why it stopped. It's all the volcanic activity that happened in it.
A lot of people have tried to figure this out, and given the magnitude of lava on the order of 2 million cubic kilometers, we don't have any other explanation than there being a hot spot there.
A hot spot would be kind of like what's under Hawaii and Yellowstone. If it sounds confusing for this to be under the Midwest, remember that this happened about a billion years ago. So North America wasn't in the same place on the planet as it is now. Even though this happened a long time ago, scientists argue that studying the rift could help us understand what's happening on Earth today. Carol Stein, a geologist at the University of Illinois in Chicago, says the Mid-Continent Rift has a lot in common with an active rift in East Africa.
If we came back a billion years from now, the East African Rift would be this failed rift in the middle of nowhere.
The East African Rift could also help geologists imagine what the Mid-Continent Rift might have looked like more than a billion years ago.
We say in geology, the present is the key to the past. If we look at what's happening today, we can better understand how things formed in the past. But also, if we look at how things formed in the past, we have more insight into how things form today.
And that will help scientists tell a more complete story about the Earth. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.